You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live. Next, featuring intimate and in-depth interviews with Black Hollywood's next edition of stars and influencers. Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, next.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's another great episode of Black Hollywood Live, next. I'm one of your hosts, Megan Thomas, at Meg Scoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, wherever else you want to find me, I'm there. Who are you, handsome?
Oh, thank you, beautiful. James Ward III, your co-host for today. You can find me at James Ward, III, across the board for all platforms as well.
Yes, and make sure you use the hashtag BHL next. We want to see your tweets. We want to know who you want on the show. We want to know what you think about what's going on in the world. Make sure you use that hashtag BHL next. And of course, every single week we have an amazing guest. This week is no different. You've seen her on Disney's Lab Rats. And you'll see her soon on FX's American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson. Give it up for Angel Parker.
Hi! Yes. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
You are stunning, by the way.
Oh.
Flawless, honey.
Takes one to know one. Come on now.
Look at
Thank
this.
You.
All this love. I love it.
Okay, so before we get into the People vs. O.J. Simpson and all the other things going on, let's have a little icebreaker. Let's have a little fun.
Okay. I'm down. I'm ready.
So, I know you are a very well-trained actress, and you've done a lot in theater, especially with Shakespeare.
Yes, I have.
So, we're going to play a game.
Oh, no.
It's okay. Called Name That Shakespeare.
Okay.
Woo. Okay, so we're going to give you a line, and then you tell us which Shakespeare play it's from.
All right.
Shouldn't be too hard.
Okay, let's hope.
Okay, this is easy.
Okay.
Oh, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Come on now.
Had to ease you into it.
Midsummer Night's Dream. No, I'm playing. Romeo and Juliet, of course.
Ding, ding, ding. Good job.
Yes. In this next one.
Okay.
Love looks not with the eyes, but with the mind. And therefore is winged Cupid painted blind.
Oh, that is Midsummer Night's
there
Dream.
You go.
Yeah,
that's right. I know that one. Okay, yes.
Okay, we are such stuff as dreams are made on, rounded with a little sleep.
That's my favorite. That's The Tempest.
You're good. Oh,
that's
my goodness. Tempest. That's like three for three
I
right
know,
now.
But that's one of my favorite quotes of all time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that your favorite Shakespeare play?
I mean, well, they all kind of have their flavor, but that's a good one. And that, like, we are such stuff as dreams are made on. Like, come on. Yeah. That just, like, dream big. And, ooh, I love it.
Yes.
I love everything about it. So,
okay.
Double toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Wait, that's The Witches. That's, is that the show that we can't speak of?
Yes,
that, okay,
exactly.
That's the show that we can't speak of.
It's the one we can't speak of. Yes. Even though we're not in theaters, I think we might be okay.
Okay, Macbeth.
There you go.
There you go.
Little theater tradition
Woo,
there.
Right. I passed the test. Oh, my God.
You're doing so good. Okay. I don't know if she's going to get these. I don't want them to be too hard.
Well, hey, it's been some time, but, you know, some of those stories never leave your mind.
Right. Okay, this next one.
Uh-oh.
Be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness
thrust upon them.
Boom! Look at you.
That's Tempest as well.
Mm-mm.
No, wait. Shoot. I don't know.
Starts with a T as well.
Titus? What is it?
It's after 11.
It's after 11?
The number, 10, 11.
Oh, Twelfth Night. Oh, yes. My God. I'm sorry. I was like, after 11, Twelfth Night, I was in that show, and I didn't remember.
But you,
the
no,
name
but
it.
You get points because you knew it.
Like, I didn't know it, kind of, sort of. I get like
it.
Half points.
Yeah. We'll give you half it.
Okay,
we'll
thank you. Yes, Twelfth Night, yes.
Okay.
Et tu, Brute.
Ooh, Et tu, Brute. Oh, that's Caesar. That's
yes.
Julius Caesar. Yes.
Good job. You're good. You
there
really
you
are.
Woo. Oh, my goodness.
You really are.
I was going to have some old acting teachers call me up like, why are you going to embarrass us that you don't know the folio? Okay.
You did well.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
job.
Thank you. Yay.
Well, let's talk about some what's next in music. What's going on with the fresh beats?
So,
sir?
Los Angeles native DJ Mustard, who pretty much, are you all familiar with DJ Mustard?
Yes.
Mustard on the beat. Oh, like that says.
Oh, right.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Right.
Wait, what is it?
I had to do it again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mustard on the beat. Oh. He just released a new music video recently for his single entitled "Whole Lot of Lovin'" featuring Travis Scott.
Right.
Let's take a look here.
Beat the top and I'm zoning. You got me, I got you, and it's all that I need when I wake in the morning. For hold on. For hold on.
This is different. This is not what I envisioned.
Exactly. So as you can see, it started off with a very EDM type of feel. Then we're transitioning into a hip-hop feel. I think he released this now in timing just perfectly because he's going to be at Coachella. And so I think he's drawing that crowd of the EDM, the Calvin Harris crowd. And so in this video, actually, I thought it was very artistically done. That back screen right there is shot in the 2nd Street Tunnel downtown. And I thought it was one of the most creative ways that people have used that space.
So
for those who are not familiar with DJ Mustard, his notoriety grew tremendously after being signed to Roc Nation. And his hits, Rack City and My Hitta, My Hitta. A lot of everyone knows those songs, right? And so he's also being the founder, quote-unquote, of the Ratchet Music, which is this contemporary West... yes.
Ratchet
he's
Music.
Ratchet. Which is, well, no. He's not Ratchet, but the genre, which is, you know, all these beats you hear, like the Chris Brown's on like 5 to 7 of the songs, all the beats kind of sound the same.
Yeah.
It's that new version they're calling Ratchet Music, which is like the contemporary West Coast hip-hop.
Okay, well, you learn something every day. Are you a big hip-hop fan, Angel?
I am, but, you know, old school. So now they call it the oldie station. Isn't that terrible?
Is that terrible? Like, what kind of music? Like name some
like,
artists.
Like, when you say West Coast, I think Snoop Dogg.
Right.
And Tupac.
Yeah, that's sort of the music that I grew up on. And then I like pop music, too. So I'm sort of in between. But, yeah, like, I'll kick up the oldies channel, which is playing like Dre Day.
Right.
So I still keep it sort of in that Straight Outta Compton world.
I like it. Me
but
too.
I'm a little older than y'all, so it's okay.
Girl,
it's
okay. I'm in that too.
Okay, good. I'm looking. I'm trying to keep up. I got a 10-year-old. I got to stay hip.
Right. Well, let's talk about what's next in casting. Usually we talk about who's getting cast and what. But this time we're going to talk about who's going to be at the Oscars. Who's getting cast at the Oscars. Who's going to be there? Who's not going to be there? Apparently, if you've been following the news, if you haven't been under a rock this week, you found out that there's a few people who will not be attending the Oscars, and they've been using the hashtag OscarsSoWhite. So then Jada Pinkett, of course, said she won't be going to the Oscars. And also Spike Lee said him and his wife will not be attending as well because they feel like there's not enough diversity out of all of the, I believe, best actress, best supporting actress, best actor, best supporting actor. There's literally nobody in those categories that is Black, Latino, Asian. There's barely any women. Well, of course, in the best actress, there's women. But in the other categories, there's
director,
barely any women.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we do know that Straight Outta Compton did get a nomination for Best Screenplay, but that is also to white people. It's not their fault. They did a good job.
That was a great movie.
Not to take anything away from them. But I think the whole issue is, you know, are you meaning to say there was no Black people that were good enough to be in any of these categories? And I think that is the feeling that they were giving. But the funny part is, Spike Lee said he's not trying to be the head of a movement. He said the real reason he can't go to the Oscars is because he's going to be watching the Knicks game at Madison Square Garden.
Which he definitely will.
Yeah. Which, you know, everyone knows that he's a big Knicks fan. But I was just like, come on, Spike. Come on now.
I see his point. I don't know. I mean, I want Jada there because I want Jada on the carpet. And I want to see what Jada's wearing. And I want her to have her voice spoken in all those interviews. And I want Will to be there. I want them to see us as movie stars, you know. Television is doing great. Television has some great diversity. They're making some
years
great
ahead.
Yeah, some big changes, but just in the last couple years has it really I just found out they're making a Black Nancy Drew. Isn't that crazy?
Are you serious?
Well, a diverse Nancy
diverse.
Drew. We'll
it's
see.
Diverse.
We'll see if you'll be Black, but diverse. So, television is coming along. I feel that it's the films. Straight Outta Compton was great, you know. And Idris Elba, I mean, come on, there's people that could have been nominated, but I think that it's more in the production of films with Black people in them, you know, our stories, not just historical stories about things that have happened, but our current, you know, people need to know how we are now. So I just feel like it should resolve itself in the writing, in the directing, in the casting. And yeah, if Jada wants to shine a light, that's fantastic. But I'd rather her shine a light, you know, by looking amazing, speaking amazing, and getting her point of view out there.
Right. And so then, what would you say for people that are calling Chris Rock to step down and not be the host?
Now, they're going to go into his pocket because you know he's getting right, paid. Right. Like, he's getting paid for that. And he is a fantastic host. I understand.
Right.
Because that would really be a statement. But he deserves to be the host of that show.
I'm with
Black
you.
Or yeah. white. I'm going to tune in just to see what he's going to say. And he's going to handle it with humor and grace. But that, why would we take the little kind of color that we have right. off of the stage or go into his bank account? He's getting paid for that job. Let him, and he does great work with his money. So let's let Chris keep his job.
Right. And he's going through an expensive divorce. Y'all let that man work.
Oh,
yes,
no.
He is. That's all right. Let him work.
Let him have a face and a voice. And the, you know, come on. He's going to handle it. So I'm not one to take any jobs away from people of color that are up there and then replace it with who?
Right.
You know? And I don't think that he should be dogged for that. I think that you'd be like, okay, let's get him some great material. Not that he can't write his own, but let's get him. No, let's get more Black people there. Let's take over the front rows. You know.
Well, on that, with that regard, actually made me think about it when you said about there should be more writing. I think there's a lot of projects that are being developed. Mm-hmm. I think it's even a bigger picture sometimes when you look at, okay, what's getting greenlit? What are the
yes.
studios getting made? There's tons of people that are writing content,
yes.
probably submitting scripts,
exactly.
submitting scripts that have this. But I think another resolution, along with what you mentioned, is get more people of color in the academy.
Exactly.
So
right.
we can
there
vote.
You.
And that's
exactly.
part of the problem. The majority of the representation in the academy.
All white guys.
No, who have been
yeah.
in the academy for 60. And these are the films.
It's an old institution. I mean, like, half of those movies nobody's even heard of. So
exactly.
let's not even,
exactly.
you know, let's not get it twisted. It's not like the most popular movies. None
it's
of those
not.
Marvel movies come out
Star
right
Wars.
Out of concert. Star Wars. And that was a fantastic movie and the yeah. biggest movie of the year, led by a Black man. So let's right. not, I mean, and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
You know, but he gets some cred no matter what. He's Harrison Ford. But I just think it's in the development, it's in the distribution of Black films. But they should take a lesson from television because mm-hmm. we're getting it done on TV.
Slowly but surely,
of course. Sure. But yes. we have to give props where props is due.
Right.
It is progressing.
Right.
Absolutely.
And the Oscars need to progress next.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. What's up next in the world that people need to know about?
So we're all familiar with mood rings and how they're supposed to let you know what your mood is based on the color.
I have one.
You guys have...
Or how much you sweating is really right.
That's what it
is. Are you sweating right now or not?
So there's a New York-based startup called Sentio Solutions who recently created a device that doesn't change color but is actually designed to help you improve your mood. And so how it works is like a Fitbit. However, it's... Oh, there you go.
Fitbit.
Products. it's like a Fitbit, but for more of the internal happenings versus, you know, not being related to physical movement.
Wait, so it can tell how you're feeling and then what?
Mm-hmm.
It changes
so
your feelings?
So inside, there are four sensors tracking galvanic response, which I had to look that up. I don't know what galvanic. I was like, what is that? So galvanic response is basically... the electricity properties that are in the skin naturally. So we all have an electric current going through it. So it tracks that.
Sweat.
Exactly. Yeah. It tracks that, blood volume, pulse, and skin temperature.
Okay.
Then it has an algorithm that categorizes each different signal into a set of emotions throughout the day.
Okay, so wait. But then how does it change? Because you said it helps improve your mood. So how does it improve your mood?
So the cool thing is that it lets you know how your mood is affected by factors like who you're with.
Ooh.
You're invited. It can get real
Change
shady.
Black,
it can get real
black,
shady.
Black, get away. Walk away. Sorry, Mom.
And so this band doesn't actually change color. So that's where it differs. It looks just like this. But it also, so people you meet, environmental conditions, and where you are and what you're doing.
Okay.
So if it detects you being stressed, it will vibrate, and the app will then offer breathing and meditation exercises
wow,
for you
breathe.
To do. Yeah, like
you're
count
Lamaze
to 10.
Breathing.
Count to 10. Or simple advice like laugh more and meditate.
Hmm.
So basically it's, I think if anything, it's more of a device that will have you be more conscious of your mood to try to help you channel that into
gotcha.
More positive energies.
I know a couple people I can buy this for. Yes.
This
you might
shady.
Be getting an emotional bracelet
See,
from me.
This gift
tightly wound
like
people.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, can help you plan for long-term emotional goals.
Okay, well, that's good.
Of course, the accuracy and such is yet to be determined. It's new. But I think we can all agree that emotional health is just, and wellness is just as important as physical. So
absolutely, 100%.
They're making a step in the right direction.
I might need one of those, actually.
just says, go outside, go work out, walk away.
I need that.
Take a breath.
If you guys love this show and if you love Black Hollywood Live, make sure you support our sponsors because that helps keeps the light on. You can see us because we like talking to you guys.
Right.
And so if you guys love football, Super Bowl's coming up. You can still play DraftKings. That's like a fantasy football game where you can determine who's on your team. You don't have to worry about the people that are, you know, out on injured reserve. You don't have to keep them from week to week. You can change it every week. So if you love fantasy football like I do, then make sure you join DraftKings. It isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. So hurry to DraftKings.com right now, and you can see all of that stuff and use our promo code GEEK to play for free with your first deposit. You can take home the top prize along with a lifetime of bragging rights. So enter GEEK for entry right now. It's free only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. And I believe they have like $1 million winners. It's crazy.
And people literally win the money.
They do. Wow. I haven't won anything yet. I need to use my promo code.
I still gotta sign up.
Right. All right, let's talk about you, Angel.
Okay.
You are so amazing. You're an LA native.
I am. Born and raised Koreatown.
Really?
Yeah.
K-Town.
Are you? I've never met anyone from K-Town.
Oh, really? Well, it wasn't quite K-Town when I grew up there. It was kind of half.
What was it called back then?
They called it, like, the Mid-City or, like, Mid-Wilshire. Mid-Wilshire District.
I didn't know
so
that.
So Mid-Wilshire extended
to K-Town. Yeah, kind of like Miracle Mile. You just keep going, and you end up in K-Town. But now, so over there on Ardmore or, like, Normandy and 3rd.
Oh, yeah, exactly, straight up.
Straight up, yeah. I went to John Burroughs Junior High.
Okay.
Yeah, so no, right there.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, being an LA native, how has that shaped you being an actress? Or did you, you know, did the surroundings shape that? Or did you just always want to be an actress?
No, I didn't know what I wanted to do. My parents are not in the business, nothing like that. And actually, we moved to, after the riots, after 92, mm-hmm. my family was up and out to Orange County, and talk about a culture shock.
Right.
Yeah. So I was there and started to see the drama kids, like the little plays and stuff that they would do that the whole school would have to come and watch. And I was like, those are my people. That's who I need to hang out with. The surfers and stuff, I don't fit in. And so I got into theater and drama there.
Okay.
And then when it came down to going to college and figuring out what I wanted to do with my life, I was like, I think I want to do this acting thing. And I missed LA, of course, and moved right back.
So was your family always supportive of that as well?
Yes, my mother is very supportive of anything. I mean, I could say I want to, you know, be a sea captain, and she'd be like, okay, let's go get you a boat. You know, she's no matter what I want to do, if I'm like, oh, that's not working out, she goes, that wasn't good for you anyway. She's just one of those moms that's like, whatever I want to do, you just dream big, you go for it, you work hard, and we got your back.
That's really great.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
Yeah, so awesome. Mom's always been.
Was there anybody in your family, like, you know, extended family or anyone you grew up with that was like, you shouldn't do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people just thought, you know, out of concern, you know, you need to have something to fall back on or you need to go to real college. I went to a conservatory and, you know, I was going to go to Spelman or Clark Atlanta. I wanted to go out of town. And then when I finally figured, no, I think I want to stay here. So I went to a conservatory in Pasadena. Called the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. It's like, no, you need a degree. You need, and I see their point. I have a child now too, so I understand. But that's not what you want to hear when you're really down and need a little bit of encouragement to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, now that you mentioned that, you also attended the British American Drama Academy and studied Shakespeare. Why Shakespeare?
I don't know. I mean, the writing is just so good. It's timeless, you know, and the stories are so great. It's just a great background, like a base to have. I loved theater. They cross-culturally cast. They're, you know, you can be married to anybody and the daughter of anybody, and I love that. I love that people are much more open in theater, and it's just some beautiful, beautiful language. It's the best education I could have gotten for myself at that time.
Would you consider yourself more of a theater actress, film actress, or TV actress?
Well, right now it's mainly TV, but I cannot wait to get back up on the stage. And I still do a play every year. I do. I work with the Blank Theater Company, and I do their Young Playwrights Festival every year, and I sit on their board. So I'm very involved in local theater in Los Angeles, but I am also just dedicated and committed to getting this, my career, off the ground, and television has sort of been where it's been at. You know, of course I'd want to do a film, but as we talked about earlier, we need a few more films to get made that have people of color in them that aren't always the same people over and over. Mm-hmm. But I have no doubt that I will do film one day. I have no doubt that I'll get back on the stage one day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So with that, how do you feel that your conservatory background has helped shape your success in TV?
We do so many different styles in school that anything can be thrown at you. So all the different genres of television, be it something as, you know, broad as Disney comedy or something as subtle and still as People versus O.J., Ryan Murphy, it lets you understand that I can do sort of anything in any sort of genre. So let me, you know, there's different styles of acting and different things, but it gives you that base. And I still take class. I'm still in acting classes. I still work all my auditions. I still work every scene that I have. There's no end to learning ever.
Mm-hmm. And now that you mention it, you are on Disney's Lab Rats.
I am.
It's a great show.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So season 4 is airing now. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so blessed. It just started season 5, so it's great. It's a fun way to spend your day.
It's good. Yeah, and we had Tyrell Jackson Williams on this show.
Oh, TJ. He played my son.
Yes, he played your son.
Yes.
So he's so amazing. He's such a good kid.
And he's becoming a man. It's incredible. He's so tall. I mean, I knew him when he was tiny, and then now he's well over a foot, you know, above my head. So, yeah, he's great. And he comes from a fantastic family.
He does, yeah.
And all the boys are actors and successful actors.
How does it make you feel to know that you're on a show that is so successful and then it's been renewed, what, almost 5 seasons
yeah,
now?
Yeah, 5 seasons.
How is that? Because there's the difference with a lot of actors who don't have that, who haven't been on a series that's been as long as your series has been.
Well, I had that for about a decade before I booked Lab Rat, so I was grateful every single day. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get a show on the air. It's hard to get a show to go past the first season. So for a show to go 4 or 5 seasons and still be a hit, still be current and relevant, and kids still want to watch it,
right,
even when they grow up and go to college, and then new kids find the show, and when it got on Netflix, new kids found it, it's a blessing, and I'm grateful for it every day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so on February 2nd, you all will get to see Angel as Sean Chapman.
Ooh,
on
yes!
FX's The People versus O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story. So I have to ask you.
You better ask.
When you get handed a Ryan Murphy script, which we all are familiar with his work, what were your first thoughts?
Well, first of all, you don't just get handed a Ryan Murphy. Let's just be
touché,
clear.
Touché.
For a while, you just get your pages. And then you'll get a few more pages. And then after a while, they're like, okay, we'll give you the full script. It's incredible. It's incredible. He is at the top of his game. And he deserves to be there. He surrounds himself with a team that knows what they're doing. The camera work, the DPs, everybody is fantastic. The hair, the makeup, the wigs, the set design, everything is the best of the best. And so you have to step up your game. You better step up your game, or you're not going to be there the next day.
Recast.
Yeah. No. I mean, I never lived in fear. I never felt afraid. It wasn't one of those where it's like, oh, don't mess up. Mm-hmm. But it was like, you better come with it, because
right,
everybody in this room is bringing it, and don't be the one that didn't.
Was there ever a factor of, I'm not sure what this role might bring, considering his, you know, history of very avant-garde type of roles, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, you always hope that you can work with him again. He uses his casts over and over again, and he's always doing something completely different. So you just hope that he likes what you're doing. You know, sort of, if you don't get any notes, if nobody says anything to you, you're like, okay, good, I'm good. Okay, nobody said nothing, I think I'm okay.
Right.
But when you get the, you know, that was good. All right. You know, it's always, it took a while for him to not call me Sean. You know, because he's in work mode. He's calling, and I remember the day, because I didn't even notice it, because you're so in it. And everybody's calling me Sean, because that's the character that I'm playing. And all of a sudden, he's like, hey, Angel, how'd you get that name? And I was like, Ryan Murphy knows my name? Oh, my goodness. Of course he knows my name. But just that we had gotten to that point that he wanted to know a little bit about me as a person,
right,
just made me feel great.
How did you get that name?
Angel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my mom. She's Christian, and she wanted a Bible name, and wanted it to be something special, and that's it.
I know.
It's
real
simple.
Girl, you could have got Orpah, or you could have got, like, Naomi or Ruth.
I know. I could have gotten anything.
I heard you got Angel.
Yeah, I know. Ruth, right? Or Esther, or, you know.
No shade to none of the Esthers in the world. We love
you. But, you know, Mary. Mary's a sweet name. Mary needs to have a comeback. I think, some Black Marys, you know. Mary J. Blige, come on now.
Yeah, you're on your own on that one, Angel.
No, you're not.
I can't support that.
But yeah, but people don't think it's my real name, and so I think that's more what it was. And I was like, no, my mother named me that. But you know, angels are black girls or Mexican boys. Like that's pretty much that's it.
You so actually true. Have a valid point,
right?
That's so true.
Nobody else names their child
Angel or Angel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And so I know I heard that you guys didn't get to meet your characters. Everyone that was on the show,
they discouraged it. Yes.
Okay.
Because it's based on Jeffrey Toobin's book, so it's based on his account. So, I mean, just legally, they wanted to make sure that we were tying it to, and telling the same story. Once you meet the person, you sort of have an obligation to their side, how they felt, how they portrayed it. But once we'd been working for about 3-4 months, they loosened those reins, and people were able to meet their people. Like, I did get to go share a bottle of rosé with Sean Chapman.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes, but it was halfway into production. Okay. We had already laid the groundwork for what we were doing.
She supportive? She was happy about it?
Oh, she was so... It's a funny story. Our hairdressers hooked us up. Because I was like, okay, don't take too much off, and it needs to be a little bit lighter because I got this great part, and, you know, I'm playing this woman, Sean Chapman. Maybe you've heard of her because she used to rep Lindsay Lohan and all these things. And then the woman across from my hairdresser was like, I do Sean's hair. And they are the ones that hooked us up.
Oh, wow.
And then I had her cell phone number burning a hole because I was going to send her an email to her office, just something when I got the courage. And then I had her cell phone number burning a hole in my pocket for about 3 months because I really wanted to honor what production was telling us. I was also just scared to call this woman because what if she didn't want to reach out? What if she didn't want to be a lot of people? It brings up a lot of emotion, and many people want to keep that in their past.
Right.
So I didn't know, but she was very open. She was lovely and warm. Her daughter was a fan of Lab Rats.
Okay.
So it was wonderful. And she signed the book that Jeffrey Toobin wrote.
Oh, nice.
You know, she couldn't believe an actress of my beauty and caliber was playing her. And I just... Oh,
it all came full
circle. I know. I had to take a picture of it just in case, like, my house burned down. So it would be in the cloud.
It's in the cloud.
Yeah, it's in the cloud. But no, it was one of the most special things to be able to meet her.
Right. Where were you when OJ was having his Bronco chase?
The Bronco chase.
Do you remember?
I was home. I remember more vividly because it extended. It was all day.
Right.
I remember more it was a Friday. It was a Friday drive time can you imagine on the 405 right now, shutting down the freeway? Can you imagine?
Absolutely not.
Shutting down the freeway on a Friday on the 405, or it was coming up the 5 from Orange County. Uh-huh. So I was in Orange County at the time because we moved down there for high school. Mm. So, and Nicole Brown Simpson went to Dana Hills High School. She was from the city right next door to San Clemente, which is where I lived. And so it was very much a part of and she was buried down near there. And so when he was going to the grave site, and that's where he was coming from, the Bronco, on the Bronco chase, he was coming from Orange County.
Oh, wow.
They found him, or someone saw him at the 5405 interchange. So it was very local. So everyone was all about it. But what was crazy is that they read the verdict over my high school loudspeaker.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I guess everybody wanted to know, but I just remember being in high school and them reading it and people gasping, people cheering, people crying, and school was just kind of over.
Right.
The teachers were, you know, it was very, you know, it was very racially charged.
Mm-hmm.
It was very much an all-white environment, but San Clemente is right next door to Camp Pendleton, which is a Marine base, and so all of the base kids were very diverse, you know, so we did actually have a very diverse school. And it was divided, to say the least. But that's what our show is about. That's what the story's about. I mean, you'll be surprised at how much race had to do with the trial, but the themes, how they still carry today. I mean, Black Lives Matter, all of these things, police brutality, I mean, Trayvon Martin, it's all related in how the LA riots led right into the O.J. Simpson trial. Johnny Cochran took that and ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how O.J. Simpson was found not guilty. But it also exposed the LAPD for corruption. I mean, it's a deep, deep story. And people are going to be amazed to learn what was really going on behind the scenes.
I can't wait to watch that.
I know, it's great. Right, I know I'm partial and I'm part of it, but it is good.
How many episodes? 10?
There's 10.
Okay.
There's 10.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll be watching them.
Right.
Yeah, and I've seen the first half of them, and they're fantastic.
Okay. We're excited.
Yes,
so
we are.
You also mentioned, so you met Sean Chapman, so that was a reference for you later in the production.
Yeah.
And you referenced the book. Were there any other references you got to use, or even, you know, within your acting, do you prefer a certain technique when you're doing TV, like Uta Hagen, Stanislavski, any of those sorts?
Yeah, all of that. I know all those methods. I prefer just to give myself all the information that I can. So I watched the whole trial again. You can see it on YouTube. You can see anything on YouTube. Right. I watched that. I read everything. There's so many interviews. Everything that Sean Chapman had publicly out there, I dove into. And then it's really just then that I know who that woman is. I'm in her given circumstances, and I'm thinking the thoughts that she would think at that time. So it's very sort of simple for me. Mm. I feel that the camera picks up your thought, and you have a thought, and you know where you are, where you just came from, what you're doing, and it can be very simple, actually.
Mm-hmm. You've done a lot of different roles. I mean, from lab rats. I mean, you've done so many different types of acting.
Yeah.
What kind of role do you want to have in the future that you haven't played yet?
I'd love to play a cop.
Oh, I can see you as a detective.
Yeah. I'd love to play a cop. I play a lot of lawyers. I play doctors. And then even Tasha Davenport on Lab Rats was a reporter. I play reporters a lot. Just very kind of upscale, kind of holding it all together women. Mm-hmm. I'd like to sort of be a little bit tougher and have a little more vulnerability. You know, those roles that they give women that are cop roles, they have a lot to them. Mariska Hargitay on SVU, that girl can act her butt off. Because they give her so much to work with. Mm-hmm. So one of those kind. You know, we're coming up into pilot season now. I just mentioned that they're going to make a Nancy Drew that is diverse. So something, just the fact that that's even an option,
right.
It blows my mind. Blows my mind that I'm not just the friend or the, you know, the one that comes in and says something funny.
Right.
The one, you know, the wife, the, you know, just the idea that women can be, I mean, look at Shonda Rhimes. Every black woman that she writes for is so multifaceted. Mm-hmm. So, and I've never worked for her. So, you know, I got a long career ahead of me.
We're going to put Shonda, or we're going to give you those vibes.
Yeah, I know. Hey, let her know about me. Tell her my name. Whew.
Policeman vibes as well.
I know, right, policeman vibes.
You're going to get all that.
I have no doubt that I'm going to get everything that I put my mind and heart to, because I trust God, and I just know that I whatever is in my highest good will happen.
Yes.
So maybe I won't work for a while. Maybe I'll be just with my children. Maybe I'll win an Oscar. You know, maybe I'll work with Jada Pinkett. Who knows? We'll see.
All of that.
Yeah, all of that. I'll take it all. I'll take love and happiness and call it a day.
And so what are some other challenges that you face as specifically a black actress?
Well, there's a lot of us all sort of fighting for the same parts. And now there's a few more parts, which is great. And they sort of, you know, you take your turns. But there's still just these handful of roles that we're all going for. And when you're kind of up and coming in, you know, you really got to prove yourself. Mm-hmm. And there's just people want to see who they know. People know Megan Good, so she's going to get big roles. She deserves them. She's been in the game a long time. People know Nia Long. People know these faces that I'm nipping at their heels, and respect them, of course, but it's there's only so many to go around. So we need to create more content. We need more writers. We need more showrunners of color. We need all of that. We need more executive producers. We need the decision makers to want to tell our stories, and not just one version of us. The version, you know, we can be messy. We can be, you know, unfocused. We're not just strong, dynamic, powerful, or the clown. You know, we have our own stories to tell.
Yeah.
So that's what, I'm no writer, but I'll toast any writers out there. And who knows? Maybe I'll be a writer one day. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
You're so busy. You've got all these great TV shows going on.
Oh, thank you.
How do you manage being a wife and a mother?
Oh, Lord. Whew. Well, my husband is amazing, and we make a great team. And so we just sort of balance it back and forth. Every night we're like, okay, who's got who? We have two children.
Uh-huh.
Who's got who? Who's taking who? What's your day tomorrow? My husband's an actor as well. And so we just try to make it work. That's all you can do, right? Make it work. Make sure that the children are being taken care of and that they're fed and we can go do our thing. And then also make sure that we have that family time together. So we make that a priority. You know, we're like, ooh, family night. That means all four of us are in the home at the same time. And we try to make sure we have at least one or two of those every single week.
Because
we balance it. If I'm working or taking an acting class, or my husband's taking an acting class, or I'm doing press for this, or I'm, you know, whatever we're doing, or just going out with my girlfriends, or my husband's playing poker, which he's doing this Friday night. You know, it's like, okay, we all have these things, but let's make sure that we also still just have chill time on the couch with the kids. And you know, my son's 10, so he's getting a little older, so he has an email address, so I can email him. And, he doesn't have a phone number, but I can text him through, like, the little messenger. And then we play chess with each other. We taught him how to play chess, so we have an app. So there's ways to communicate and still kind of get our relationship in, you know, now that it's in, you know, he's in the front seat now. He's not in the back anymore. So it changes. And my daughter's three and knows everything. So I just got to keep her on the straight and narrow. She's a wild one. She's going to be the actress. She walks into every room and tries to take it over, but God love her.
Would you let your kids be actors?
Of course. Of course. If they wanted to. I don't know if I would pursue it for them as children. But yes, of course. It's a family business. If I was a plumber and my son wanted to be a plumber,
right,
that I would support that. And I would want them to go to school for it. I would want them to be trained. I want them to take it seriously. I want them to remember their childhood and how crazy it is. Mm-hmm. And it's, you never know what's going on. And I wouldn't discourage them, but, you know, it's not an easy life.
Right.
And you feel like a failure a lot of time. But so do a lot of people. At least you're going for your dream. So whatever they want to do, maybe he'll be a writer or an editor or something like that. In the business, giving mommy a job.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'll get him to write mama's story. Yeah. There we go. My daughter, she will probably be an actress. She's just got the personality and she's beautiful. My goodness, she's so gorgeous. You know, I'm partial, but she's gorgeous.
She's beautiful. She's
gorgeous. So,
well, that sounds like really great family management, family strategy. I think it's important. So, another, you know, realm of advice: what would you give to other, you know, actors pursuing this dream?
I would tell them to get around a group that is always acting. You know, be it an improv troupe or your acting class or people that you can read plays with out loud, but surround yourself with good people that are doing the same thing that you're doing, because not only will you help each other, but you'll inspire each other to rise higher, shine brighter, and to always work your stuff. You can't just be on an island and then expect to be emotionally available when you need to be. So get into an acting class. If you can't afford a class, get into some sort of troupe, you know, create your own content, but keep improving your craft. Keep figuring out. Try something that's scary to you. Do something different. Volunteer at a theater. I mean, I work in nonprofit theater here in Los Angeles, like I mentioned earlier. Go and volunteer. They would love to have someone answer their phones and send their emails for a little bit. And you know what? When it's like, oh, we need someone to read that one part that one day, they're going to think of you.
Yeah.
So stay involved and be nice to other actors. People will be so mean and shady. And it's like, girl, if she's going to get the job, she's going to get the job.
Exactly.
It doesn't, you taking her down is not beneficial to anyone. So I'm in a women's group called the New Hollywood, and it's comprised of a bunch of actresses and writers and producers, female, in the business. And we all encourage and set goals together and make sure that we're achieving together, because everyone will get their turn.
Right.
It's inevitable, mm-hmm. You know, so.
That's important to say.
Be nice.
Yes.
Be nice.
Yeah. There you go.
Absolutely.
Be nice. Put that on a t-shirt.
Tell that girl her shoes look cute. You know, like, come on. It's not that hard to be nice. And then go in there and get your job. Like, let's be clear. You know, don't sabotage yourself. But you can sabotage yourself with just having that hateful, jealous spirit inside of you. It can really eat you up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and if your work is strong, you'll get a job.
See, look, all this positivity, Angel, that's why you are doing it.
I hope so. Hey, let's keep it rolling.
Keep
it
going.
Keep it moving.
Well, we've had such a great time with you.
Thank
you.
It's over? Oh,
I know. I could stay here and talk with you forever.
I could stay here. See, I even wore purple. That was
look at
matched
you.
My goodness.
Before we get out of here, where can all of your fans find you?
Oh, I'm on all the sites. Angel Parker. On Instagram, there's another girl who's named Angel Parker.
She took it.
She took it. And she's cute. She's actually cute. And she lives in New York, and she's a black girl, and so it's funny because people still tag her, and I even followed her, but I'm Angel Parker LA, so but everywhere else on Twitter I'm Angel Parker, angelparker.com, all that, you know, you can find me, you just throw a stick at Angel and I'll probably pop up. So but yeah, much props to Angel Parker on Instagram.
Yes.
And follow me at Angel Parker LA.
Thank you so much. Where can we find you next?
You can find me at James Ward III. That's at James Ward III across all platforms.
And you can find me, Megan Thomas, at Meg Scoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. And make sure you use the hashtag BHL next, because we love to see all of your comments and your thoughts. Until next week, you guys. Bye.
Bye.
farm executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.